more or less a repeat of last year's attacks around Remembrance weekend. Unfortunately, people feel the need to attack the Atlantic Squadron Memorial Hall. They obviously see it as some sort of target and some symbolism of a British presence in the city. And therefore, that's my assumption as to why the Atlantic Squadron Memorial Hall is attacked. Again, it's something that we can do without. It's something that this city can do without. Generally, as we approach the UK City of Culture in 2013, and we as an organisation will play our part in that. And hopefully people can resist from such attacks, but unfortunately they have been ongoing for quite some time.
And who do you believe is responsible for these attacks?
Well, the attacks emanate from the Vaughanside area, so you can only assume it's young so-called nationalists who decide to vent their frustration or anger or whatever it is out on the Flanders Boys Memorial Hall.
And I think it's fair to say that the majority of everybody in Derry will condemn these attacks.
Well, I would like to think so, yeah. Unfortunately, we still have that small number who believe that this is the right thing to do, and this is in some way advances some sort of opinion or cause or whatever. But the rest of it is looking forward to the UK City of Culture in 2013. And as I say, if we all go forward together, then it's a positive outlook for the city, both in terms of its legacy as we go forward beyond 2013, but also it will attract visitors to the city in 2013. And things like this just deter people from wanting to come here.